Yeah.
Noon on hump day, halfway to the weekend. All downhill from here. Congratulations. This is a great football weekend, man.
Yeah,
you got college football playoff Thursday and Friday.
Yep.
You got playoff NFL games. Playoff games Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah, man.
So we got playoff football Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, man.
5 days in a row.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a good week,
pretty
man.
Good.
It's going to be a good jam-packed weekend, man. And I think my biggest thing is that it's so many – it's so much newness to all the playoffs. You look at the college football, you got freaking Miami and Ole Miss and Indiana, Oregon.
Yep.
Just the newness of it.
It's crazy.
You know what I mean? Which is the crazy thing of it because, you know, like – Because it's Indiana, and then you got, I mean, Miami's a brand, obviously, like that. But they ain't
but it's been a while.
It's been a while since they've been here. Ole Miss, I mean, who knew it?
Never.
They're having the greatest year, and with all the stuff that's going on with them like that, man. Then Oregon, obviously, you know, they've been on the come.
Yeah, they've been close.
Yeah, they've been close, and now they're right here right now. Then you go to NFL, there's no playoff, there's no Lamar, there's no Patrick Mahomes. There's none of these the usual suspects that we look at from, you know, that you put them, because we always talk about the four and everything like that, and there's only three of them. I mean, it's only one of them in there. And so you got – it's going to be a wild, fun weekend. And when you talk about, you know, I think the NFL is up for grabs. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you. I know what the odds say. I couldn't tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl. But in the way this mixes right
what
now.
What do the odds even say? Like, who are the odds on favorites?
I'm assuming
right now?
Seattle is.
I guess, the one seeds could probably be the
I mean, I just have no clue who is going to win this Super Bowl. It's just like I don't have any clue who's going to win the damn national championship. I'm leaning more and more towards Indiana, but it's hard to beat a good team twice.
I know.
It's hard as hell. It's hard.
And I still think that the fact that it's Indiana also just makes it a little harder for people, too. Because, like,
I'm not there no more. These dudes are legit.
I understand. But, like, if this resume had a different uniform on it, lot of people would be like, well, who's beating these guys?
Yeah.
Because they just beat Alabama by 35 points.
Right.
And they beat everybody else by a million also.
Yes.
The closest game, well, I guess Ohio State played them close in the Big Ten championship game. Oregon, the team they're playing right now, they beat them by double digits at their place.
Yes.
And I know it's hard to beat a good team twice for sure, but like if it was Ohio State in this resume, I think it would be pretty easy for people to be like, well, obviously they're just going to win the national championship. Look
right.
How good they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think that it's the IU that gives people a little bit of pause because they've never done it before.
Yeah.
But boy, are they good.
They are freaking amazing.
And very well coached.
Yes, they are. And they got no drop off because they just got, they're going to smack the portal on the right cheek and left cheek. But so I was listening.
We'll get back to the portal in like 15 minutes.
I was listening to the update. Caleb, you Trey play tonight?
Trey?
Yeah.
Trey Young.
He played tonight?
For who?
For the Hawks.
No, I don't think so. Okay. No, I don't think that's going to happen again.
Okay.
I mean, if you're going to trade him, you got to keep him healthy, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's questionable for tonight. Yeah. Yep. I'm just curious.
It's a long time to miss for a dead leg.
No, it ain't.
Oh, it's not?
I don't know. I never had dead legs. Ain't even full and lively, brother. Full and lively legs.
Yeah,
can't do everything I used to, but they still function.
I don't think he will.
Okay,
but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just like because this trade seems like it to me. It seems like because we drove that it's going to happen fast. I think
maybe
to me it seems like this might happen this weekend.
I just it could. It very
What's
well
the rush?
Could. It very well could. Exactly. What's the rush? Like the trade deadline is not for another month.
And you're not getting somebody that's going to help this team now.
Probably not.
Right.
But like if you can wait longer and somebody's willing to give you more, like
exactly.
I wouldn't just take that first offer just so you can. It doesn't seem like a bad situation right now, right? Like he's not causing a problem. Seems like it's amicable.
Yeah.
He wants out. They want him out. Seems like it's okay. Probably can't play him, though.
Yeah.
So he just, I guess, travels with the team. And
I don't even want to travel. Leave my ass in Atlanta. Let me go to my L.A. mansion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. If it does take longer, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Like, at what point does he have to play at some point? Or they have to keep faking this thing or whatever? But maybe from that point, they do want it to happen faster. But I don't know. Every day it
the
seems like
the player always wants it to happen faster.
Oh, yeah, because Trey wants to go where he's going.
Yeah, the player, we always
so he can show them how good he is.
Like, let's go, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing where you call your damn agent every, like, and that's when those are the times, Andy, when you just get the random text or a call from somebody that you don't really blank with like that, but you know them, like, what the hell you want?
Hey, you just gave me a – just startled me. Like, what do you think? You freaked me out.
Dude.
I don't know this number.
The worst thing in the world. Draft night? Like, dog. Have you been drafted yet? No. Why are you texting me right
now? There's other ways to find out that information. Dude. Especially now. Yeah. Just Google it or whatever. Ew. Ask ChatGPT or something. They'd know.
Ready to fight. Like, you been drafted yet, dog? No. Well, let me know when it happens.
Sure, you'll be my
first damn call. Before I hug my mom, I'm going to call you.
I haven't heard from you in 6 months. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you'll be my first call.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how quickly it's going to happen. It is just such a weird deal with Trey. Like, how the market is shaping up. Like, it's just not, you know, doesn't seem to be like a great demand, and it doesn't seem like you're going to get much in return. It's crazy to feel like he is this type of asset right now.
Yeah.
Which it's a bummer. I don't know. I don't, if this is sort of the final few days of Trey Young as an Atlanta Hawk, it's really not fitting, I don't think, of his run as an Atlanta Hawk, but it's the way it goes sometimes, man. Not everybody gets carried off on people's shoulders. No. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, so the biggest news in the NFL in the last 24 hours is that John Harbaugh and the Ravens have parted ways. 18 seasons, Super Bowl, 12 playoff runs, 180 wins, like, you know, as good of a resume as you can pretty much have with a team. And so now he's out there. He's the number one candidate, obviously.
Yeah.
So much so that there's 6 jobs open. Well, 7 now, but the Ravens don't count for him. 6 jobs available and 9 teams want him.
Yep. Now, some of that is agent talk. We understand that.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I buy it.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing is that he's going to want what he wants, and meaning that he's going to want his people. And if you are a coach that is, like, on the borderline of maybe or the hot – not even going to say the hot seat or the possibility that he's an upgrade of you, then I would be worried also. And if you're a general manager – who survived, I'll put it in there, like, who survived the coach being fired.
Yeah.
It's a possibility that you're going to lose your
Cleveland.
Job, too. Like Cleveland, like the Giants.
Arizona.
Yeah,
He's not going to Cleveland.
He's not going to Cleveland.
Or Arizona.
I know that him and the GM from Arizona, I was reading this morning, that they're close.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah, they're close.
Oh, maybe.
But, yeah, I don't see that happening. But I can see, you know, him in a position where I think he will interview here in Atlanta. And hear what they – just hear what they got to say. Just hear what they have to say. I
would hear what everybody.
Yeah,
has to say.
I just find it hard, and I could be wrong. Again, he just might want to just coach ball that he's going to answer to anybody other than the owner.
No, I mean if you believe the reports as to why it came to an end in Baltimore, it's because it was a struggle over decision making and who has what power and final say and all that kind of stuff. Why would he want it different?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If that was enough for it to end there, I don't think I'd go to a different place and want less.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, and that sort of confuses it a little bit. From a Falcons standpoint.
He interviews them. You don't interview him.
And who's interviewing
him?
Yep. Because the Falcons haven't announced the president of football operations yet. There isn't a general manager. We'll find out more tomorrow probably when Arthur Blank meets with the media. But right. I don't know what all we'll find out because they probably won't have made a hire by then. Maybe they will. But I don't know that they will. And then you get back to the same question we've asked all along, assuming Matt Ryan's the president of football operations, is what does that mean for candidates? Does that make you more interested in the job if you're out there and available and other teams want you or less? I don't know.
I don't know.
Not less, but I don't know. I really have no idea. I don't know how he's viewed by them.
Yeah,
how could you? Because he's never been there before.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I think if you ask any of these people out there, they have a ton of respect for Matt. Have a ton of respect for him as a player.
But you'd have to also think they would not know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You just don't know.
Yeah.
You know. And so you look at it from there, like, and as we talked about it, we mentioned it, and we kind of said more about it yesterday. When you look at Matt Ryan, you look at maybe a possible first-time GM, you look at a first-time possible head coach, that's a lot of youth. I'm talking about youthful in age also, but just as far as that kind of experience of running a football team, it's just different. But that could be one of the things where the veteran on the team could be that DC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like how we talked about it, you know.
Yeah, you find a way to do that, or I don't know if there's a veteran offensive coordinator.
Or something.
Probably want to hire a coach who's sort of the offensive coordinator. Maybe that seems to be the trend in the league the last decade or so, but I don't know. You don't have to do that. You can hire a defensive coach.
Look at the last 3 years of losses for this man. You got a guy who missed the field goal, who for some reason somebody saw some dumbass say, well, he's a young quarterback, young kicker, they shouldn't have put him in that position.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
They should also have a veteran kicker?
Yeah, you think they got a clutch kicker?
They used to. He was a pervert.
Oh, my God.
They had to cut him.
Exactly. He was a nasty-ass freak.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you're like, the year before, you think Mark Andrews drops the ball.
Yeah. He never does.
Zay Flowers, as bad as Lamar played, Zay Flowers is going into it for the touchdown and fumbles. Like, this dude.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, a couple breaks this way, that way.
It's crazy. Look,
the guy makes the field goal. They're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Harbaugh's at least still the coach today.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. He gets to coach one more game. I don't know if they lose that game and he's out. I'm not sure. Seems like possibility that Tomlin still could be. And maybe you said this earlier. I think it's a good point. Maybe this gives the Steelers even more kind of encouragement to be like, yeah, okay, we can move on too. Like, even if you win you got in the playoffs, but just barely.
Yeah, Mike T ain't being fired. Mike T leaving.
Right.
Yeah,
Mike T. But maybe they can mutually part ways or something like that. Yeah.
Sean was fired.
I need Mike T giving press conferences forever.
Yes.
Because he just answers questions so brilliantly. Also, that dance that he did after they won the game the other night was really good.
Yes.
I don't know what all that was, but the kiss that he blew to the camera, that was a kiss good my ass.
Pretty much.
That's what that was, which pretty was
much.
Great.
Pretty much.
Lions announced they're firing offensive coordinator John Morton.
Not surprised.
Well, he had been demoted.
Yeah, he'd been demoted, yeah. So not surprised that his ass, he's gone. And now, you know, Dan's got to find him a new OC.
Yeah.
Somebody that shares his Kingsbury. Vision and everything.
No, I don't know.
Who?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
He's available.
That. He's available, and he's going to interview for some head coaching jobs also. But I think that, you know, Big Red. I mean, with Red, as I call him, Jason Garrett, he's interviewing for jobs. You know, I think when you want, you got to put it out there, man. There's a lot of young quarterback coaches I saw that are, like, getting opportunities and looks. So, I mean, it could be a situation where this league's going to continue to get younger coaches.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, the trend that we just mentioned, the trend is young offensive-minded guys.
Yes.
Zane Gonzalez was just named NFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
I like it.
What an interesting bookend to the season.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Week one, you lose because your kicker misses, and that sets off a chain reaction of awful
special
teams. I
wouldn't be surprised you hear him being signed in the next day or
somebody so. Somebody said that. I don't remember who I was talking to. Was it somewhere? They were like, the first thing he needs to do is sign Zane Gonzalez.
Is that call we were on the other day?
My bad.
Yeah, that uninformative call.
I was like, all right, no, I don't know if it's the first thing. But, yeah, we can bring Zane Gonzalez back. That's cool, whatever. Just let's not have to have three kickers next year.
Yeah, let's just – how about that?
But that's also line item.
Oh, you just missed the dance.
L.
He just did a dance.
I like that dance.
Yeah, he just did the dance.
The heart, the Tomlin.
That's what we're going to start calling it?
Yeah.
The Tomlin?
The Tomlin.
The Tomlin.
It's pretty good.
Oh, man. Andy, we're going to be out in the streets tomorrow. We're going to be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw getting people ready for the semifinals of college football playoff. But just pace yourself.
Yeah.
Pace yourself.
We're going to get you all primed up, and then you'll wait 5 hours, and then it'll start.
Yeah, so come out and enjoy all the eats, drinks, and scenic views as we get you ready for those matchups. That's me and Andy tomorrow at Twin Peaks and Kennesaw starting at 11 o'clock.
All right, so we'll get into a college football corner coming up next. I think we'd probably be best served to talk about the football games that are going to be happening on Thursday and Friday. We also could have that transfer portal conversation we just had off the air as well. Surgeon General's warning.
The game is tomorrow, though, so we can do whatever we want.
Surgeon General's warning. I'm going to sound like a grump coming up next. Okay? Sorry. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.